Welcome to Emunah is Our Future weekly class. I'm very happy to go ahead with Emunah synergizing ideas. What does it mean to synergize? I think it's something that's very fundamental, deep, and fulfilling in a happy way. In a way that can lead to a lot of joy and fulfillment. You know, people feel very alone nowadays, generally. And the power of synergizing, joining together with the people around you, with the loved ones, your family, with your friends, with your business partners, your clients, your customers, your bosses, your employees, your employers, your strangers, anyone, and almost everyone. That's the key. Almost. What does it mean, almost everyone? Why can't you join together with everyone? Ideally, with the Messiah here, Mashiach, Zakenu, we would be joining together with everyone. Unfortunately, while we're still in exile, there's this aspect, and it's a teaching from Rabbi Nachman, that we shouldn't have rachmanis on the cruel ones. We shouldn't have mercy on people that are kzarim, people who are cruel. Unfortunately, I have to say that generally, you know, people are amazing, but there are the few people I've had in life who seem to be cruel. And even when I ask them, please, can you just have mercy? They just don't. And it's in their power to have mercy. They have the power to have mercy. And for some reason, they don't. So those kind of people, unfortunately, I wouldn't say you have to kill them or anything crazy like that. I'm not a fundamentalist or anything extreme. But I would say you have to distance yourself. And this is an accepted concept in the world nowadays. It's very important to surround yourself with positive people that you can synergize, that you can work together. Like we said in all the five habits before, these five special weeks that we are going through, the five Shabbos of Nechamta already this week will be when this video is shown and this class is given out. This will be the week of the six Nechama, of the six Shabbases leading up to Rosh Hashanah, leading up to Uman, or in the Holy City, or wherever you would be, wherever people are, they can join together. And this power of joining together in synergy. Synergy is making 1 + 1 = 10. 10 + 10 = hundreds. And hundreds, etc., is thousands. And joining together, it's not 1 + 1 = 2, it isn't. It's multiplying, it's scaling, it's developing, it's joining together. When a few people join together, they can create so much power and energy in the world. When a couple join together, they can make a child. Synergy, it makes a new child, they can build a family and suddenly be 10 people or 8 people in one home, just from 2 people joining together with synergy. This power to join together with other people is unbelievable. But in order to do that, you have to have the first 5 habits, these first 5 classes we spoke about in place. You have to have the private victory set up of joining your proactive nature, being kind and unified, of having a mission statement and being able to go over and work on yourself and have goals and values, become more kind and at the same time more strong in your system, in who you are. And at the third point of being able to be focused on how to bring that all into reality through time management, through prioritization, through family first, through knowing what Hashem, what God, what the Creator, what the whole purpose of your life is, and in a private level making that reality, and that will affect your public victory. Then you can go out to the world and win-win. We spoke about this power of win-win, of being victorious, and then you can go to this fifth level, this unbelievable fifth level. And what is that? Of listening, to truly listen. You're listening to these classes, are you listening? Are you listening to the person in front of you? Or are we distracted? Are you present? Are you able to hear another soul in your life and have that powerful feeling of nullification and humility to listen to another person? And then you can synergize. Then you can reach the sixth level of synergization. And this is something which is so life-changing. It's such a real concept. I'm not like flying around here. This is like real life. Stephen Covey got it down. And Rav Shalom Oresh's concept of Amunah is the key to bring the synergization to life. You have to believe in the godliness of yourself. You have to believe in the godliness of your purpose in life. You have to believe the godliness of the people around you to give you that humility to then join with others. You have to believe in the power of unification, of unity, of Hashem Echad, this concept that we spoke about already, this oneness. And this is the biggest key to bring a new blessed year. To have Amunah is our future tour. Is all going to be built on collaboration, partnership, unification. These concepts of joining together different organizations, different people, different powers, different energies, all together on one focus of Amunah, that God is in our life, we have a relationship, and it can give us the power to join with others. You know, another powerful synergizing way is, as Zachariah Rosh says, about the idea of espodas, of really praying for other people, to really pray for your friends. I've been praying for a friend to get married for years. I've been praying for a friend to find his way in Torah for years. I've been praying and praying for this friend. I even just saved recently his parents in my phone. I saved it with their Hebrew names as well as their other names because I'm so involved with praying for this person. And thank God I was meritorious in the rooftops of Yerushalayim to stand there and watch him propose and with music from a famous singer and just to have this experience of unification in a rooftop in Yerushalayim and see the power of a couple joined together. Please go and be at the wedding. And not only that, the wedding is going to be taking place not during the Munazar our future tour. So I don't have to miss out on anything. I can be totally part of it, hopefully in a good way. And we keep praying all the way through. Under the chuppah, the power when you're in a chuppah to pray for this couple, all the relations, everyone comes to this chuppah, all the new souls are going to come into this family life, all the new children, everything that's coming at that moment under the wedding chuppah, and I wish it by everybody who's listening to find that soulmate, to find that person that can join with you and synergize and create a happy family and build a home together. And that is an example of synergization. This is the key for the Jewish people, for the world, to understand that they need each other. Everyone needs each other. We say shahakol after we've had a drink. We say brain of fushes rabbus, the chesro none. Everyone's lacking. It's okay to lack, as Gedalia Fenster was saying recently. There's no issue. It's a famous teaching from the Izbisha, from the Talmidim, and Rav Sodik, and Leibish, and Leib Leger, and all the different holy people that were from the Kotzke Derech, all the way back to Yid HaKadosh, all the way back to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, all the way back to the Arizal, all the way back to Shem Bayochai, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, all the way back to Adam Arishan, the first man. Man, this is a completion of in the inner level Torah, understanding the power of being synergizing, of joining with other people. Now, this is something which Unity Inspires projects that I'm personally building is all about, and it fits perfectly with Amunah is our future. There is no disruption, there's no machlokas, there's no argument. We're not arguing with anyone. We're making a Unity Inspires event last week. We're making this opportunity to join together different groups of Breslev, Breslov. Everyone can work together. There's no reason why they can't synergize. There's collaboration. There's enough money in the world for everybody. There's nothing to fight over. There's no reason to want someone else's lot. It's all set out on Rosh Hashanah for each person individually, and you can't tap into anyone else's income. Get that clear, myself concluded. You cannot get money from any other way than joining together and developing a synergized plan. You can't have a company without synergizing. You can't have a family without synergizing. You can't have this kesher, this deep connection to yourself, to your God, to the whole purpose of creation without synergizing. You have to join. You have to become one. You have to allow yourself to experience the greater force. In order to not be addicted to things nowadays, you have to experience the greater force. This is something which every one of us in our own way can work on. And I would like, again, to hear feedback. I would like to hear how are these classes, the middle class, how they're affecting you. We've gone 6 habits, 6 weeks. We've already had a bunch of classes before. And overall, like, you know, how is it affecting you? Are you being changed? Is it moving you? And if not, how can I move you more? Remember, the feedback's very important. I want to grow. I don't want to stay in one place. I want to go up and up. I want to have more of a connection to fulfilling my purpose in this world. So I'll end off today thanking you all for listening and being part of these classes, these 6 weeks, and all the classes before also, and all the classes to come. I want to thank you that please go when I get back. We're going to be only a week away from Uman Rosh Hashanah from London. I'm going to be back in Yerushalayim quickly before I head out again. and it's going to be an opportunity to really synergize with thousands and thousands of people in Uman. You can synergize online when we do the live hookup with Rav Arshon Amorish in Uman. You can synergize in the Munatoy, you can partner and collaborate. We're still waiting for the opportunity to co-host with Moshe Weinberger. We have the opportunity to really make a successful event throughout our tour and whatever we do in life, to join together with Am Yisrael, with the Jewish people, to join together with the world and to see that completion, that ultimate unification. And it all comes from just going step by step on a daily level to see that Ezamra Elakai Ba'odi, as Rabbi Nachman famously is taught and it's brought down, and I spoke to Rabbi Oish about this on the trip, just be esmach od, be happy with that nekuda tova, with that godly spark, and from that godly, that little bit of good within you and a little bit of good without you, that will be the key to build and scale and develop more good in the world, and around you with the people, and seeing the good in other people and having an ayin tova and seeing the nekudas tovas, to use all the aspects of your face to kisavo, parshas kisavo, to bring the bikurim and the base of Mingdash, is seeing the good fruits, the first fruits, the ripe fruits, the best fruits, and bringing them to the base of Mingdash, for the Kohen who has an Ayin Tova. I'm a Kohen, I'm a priest, and I have that power to see the good, to have a good eye, to be kind, and to bring that godly kindness in the world. We should be Zohar, please God, with all that thanks and appreciation to go ahead together, all of us should merit to come more and more close to who we are, Emes, with joy, with simcha, with happiness, and to share this joy to the world, to the ultimate geula. Amen.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.